You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my final guest today is Bonnie Chaney, board member and officer of NAMI Juno, National Alliance for Mental Illness. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Shelley.
How are things with you?
They're good.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Just surviving the whole weirdness of our world right now.
Yeah, having deja vu, it seems like every interview starts off with these sorts of questions, but now it's your turn. I was wondering, before we get into talking about the online family and friends seminar today, which is what you're here to tell us about, I just thought I'd ask, what's the current status of operations at NAMI? What services are available?
We do a lot. Mostly we provide support for families, friends, and people that are living with a mental health condition. So we have multiple online support groups right now. We have four support groups a month for family members and two support groups a month for peers or people that are actually living with a mental health condition right now. And we are having the Family and Friends Seminar coming up this Thursday, October 1st, from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on October 13th, we begin our 8-session family-to-family class. And that is meeting on Tuesdays, starting October 13th. And that, too, is 5:30 to 7:30. And I want to add that all of these support groups and the classes we offer are free of charge.
That's great news. That is great to hear. And is everything else kind of running as normal at NAMI? Can folks come into your office, or are other services being provided via telemedicine?
Right. Our office is open. We've actually moved offices recently because so NAMI Juno and the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition have joined forces. We're working together, and so our staff got bigger and we needed more space. So now the NAMI offices are in the Mendenhall Mall Annex, which is easier to find and has lots more parking.
How did you come to be involved in NAMI and serve on the board?
Well, approximately 10 years ago, our son was diagnosed with major depression, anxiety disorder, social phobia, OCD. So that brought me to NAMI, and I took the family-to-family class. And after that, I've just become more increasingly involved with NAMI over time. Like, I'm on the board, I'm an officer, I teach the NAMI Basics class, NAMI Family to Family, Family and Friends Seminar. I'm also a support group facilitator. So it's my big volunteer thing that I do.
And one of the things you're here to tell us about today, you've already mentioned the online Family and Friends Seminar coming up this week, starting on Thursday. Can you describe what is the seminar and who should check it out?
Sure. So the seminar, it's 2 hours, which is about, I think, as long as most of us can stand to sit and stare at a screen. And it is going to, it's geared to provide family members and friends, because sometimes your friends are you're closer to you than your family even. And so if you've got a family member or friend who's dealing with a mental health condition, the seminar is great for you. It gives you kind of a broad overview of like the various diagnoses, some of the treatment and wellness options, communication skills, which are really very important when you're dealing with somebody that's living with a mental health condition, because it's they don't always communicate the same as you would hope. We talk about signs of suicide. We also talk about self-care strategies. So you, as someone who's caring for somebody with a mental health condition, I mean, you need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of them. And we also touched on crisis management strategies and some resources. So it is a lot to cover in 2 hours. And this is a very broad overview of the family to family class. So we've got family and friends, which is a 2-hour seminar. And then we have a family to family class, which is an 8-session class. And that too will be presented online using Zoom. And that begins October 13th. It's going to be 8 Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7:30 at night. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about what would be covered in the family to family class, the family and friends class is perfect for that. And sometimes people just can't commit to those 8 full classes. So this is kind of a taste, and it will give you some skills that you can use if you've got a family member that is living with a mental health condition.
You'd mentioned that you are the teacher for both of these. Is that correct?
I am one of the teachers for the family and friends class. We always have 2 people. And then I am a teacher for family to family, but I won't be one of the ones this time around. So we kind of split it up as different times when we offer it throughout the year, we bring in different teachers.
And it seems as though there's a continuous need for that resource. But I was wondering if you could speak to some of the biggest symptoms or illnesses that may have been caused by or made worse by the events of the last 6 months. Have you seen increases in folks struggling with mental illness?
Well, I certainly don't have any statistics to back that up, but I can generally say, you know, like anxiety. So would certainly be impacted by what's happened over the past 6 months, with people being isolated, and dealing with depression. If you've been isolated, those are very stressful. You know, what is going on in our lives today is a very stressful event. So that can exacerbate almost any mental health condition that anyone might have. And especially if you've lost your job, you know, you may be in danger of losing your housing. All of that can cause increased anxiety and depression, especially if you're someone already dealing with those kind of things.
What are some of the most effective ways to improve individual or even collective mental health right now?
I would say doing what you can to connect with people. Don't isolate. And getting outdoors, and that may sound like a very simple, perhaps trite solution, but I was at a NAMI national convention about a year ago, and there was someone from the North Carolina VA, and they had done studies and that had shown that by getting outside, especially when you see green, it reduces cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. It increases your, it lowers your blood pressure rather, lowers your heart rate, and increases your serotonin level, which is a feel-good hormone. So those are some simple things you can do. I realize, you know, connecting with people outdoors right now can be hard, but, you know, if we wear our masks and we social distance, you can still do it. And I think those are some simple ways that you can help improve your own mental health right now.
Are these some of the things that you discuss in the family to family course or the family and friends seminar?
Yes, we talk about, these would fall under the category of self-care. You know, and some like deep breathing exercises can also help. You know, the kind of the classic where you fill your abdomen with air first, you know, hold it for a few seconds and release it. That can help calm you.
What are some things? Yeah,
thereby reducing your anxiety level.
What are some things that are helpful for you personally when you get stressed out, anxious, or sad?
Certainly for me, connecting with friends. And I try to get outside every day, regardless of the weather. You know, it always looks worse when you're on the inside of the house. You know, you put on the right gear and you go outside, and it helps me a lot.
I found a lot of information at namijuno.org. That seems like a good place to go for information if you're online. Can NAMI be reached by phone as well?
Yes. So online is a great place to go. That's also where you can register for both the family and friends seminar and the family to family class. And if you have any trouble registering online, you can call the NAMI office and someone will help you. And I can give you that phone number.
Yes, please.
It is 907-463-4251. Four
463-4251 or online at namijuno.org. Bonnie Cheney, Treasurer of the NAMI
Yes.
Board, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss that maybe I didn't ask you about or that you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay, great. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and thank you so much for doing what you do. I think we could all use a little help with our mental and emotional well-being right now. So I appreciate this conversation.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good afternoon.
Yes, you too. Bye.